It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast, sponsored by Kel-Tec.
It's his life mission to make bad decisions. It's time for Florida Man.
That's right. It's time for Florida Man. My name is Craig Collins, filling in for Dana. This is the Dana Show, D-Lash Radio. Great ways to stay connected to her. A guy at 11:15 at night on Monday went outside in Florida and started firing his gun upward toward the sky, an inherently stupid thing and actually a dangerous thing to do. He was celebrating the Gators win in the NCAA National Championship game. So that gets you arrested in Florida or anywhere else. Police said that not only was he in trouble, but no one else should do this. You shouldn't go outside to celebrate anything by just indiscriminately firing a weapon up in the air, again, because what goes up must come down. And oftentimes we see horrific stories that wind up being an aspect of this. This guy just arrested for being an idiot. No one actually hurt, so that's good. But Florida man doing Florida man stuff. This story is insane. I feel like there's so many pieces to this. I should do it, slowly. Cops arrested Daniel, 49 years old. He was publicly intoxicated, which is the least of his issues as far as the virality of this story. He was at an Applebee's inside the parking lot in Clearwater, Florida. And then here's the rough part, or the extra rough part of his story. The drunk man was wearing a pink thong, fake breasts, and a pink wig. Reasons undetermined as to why he was doing that. But the dude was drunk and yelling at people inside an Applebee's parking lot. I can't get over this one. I genuinely will ask you and try to fathom in your brain for a second what you do if you're in Florida in Clearwater and you're for some reason choosing to dine at an Applebee's on that evening. No offense as an Italian to, you know, a very large chain out there, but not exactly at the top of my list for places I'd go. Unless they're an advertiser, then they're my favorite thing I've ever had in my life. I love the never-ending breadsticks. I will be bought very easily by advertisers. But nonetheless, you're pulling in. Maybe you're even on vacation in Florida, and you see Daniel, 49 years old, rocking a pink thong and nothing else, fake boobs, and then the pink wig. And you think to yourself, I'm going to a different location. I'm not going to stay here. He has also gone viral in his orange jail outfit, which after he was arrested, they made him put on instead of the other thing. He's charged with disorderly intoxication, booked on a few other issues in county jail. Some misdemeanor charges likely to go his way, and probably something that he'll never live down. I was going to say with his friends, but I'm not sure if Daniel has any, and I'm not trying to be mean. I'm just guessing that that might not be the case. People might not hang with Daniel on the regular, but this is the kind of thing that I can't imagine if he was, blindly intoxicated, so he doesn't remember this, and if this isn't the way he normally behaves, how you even understand this story when you sober up. I was doing what again? But I imagine this is a typical night out for Mr. Daniel, at least I'm assuming so, but a ridiculous story, one of my favorite and the most ridiculous Florida stories I've seen in a while. And then finally, I have a piece of audio I want to play. This is Channel 8 NBC News, who are actually always on your side in Florida, in Tallahassee, talking about something that happened in Tampa. I don't care about penguins visiting a state house. I don't need to break bad against it or, you know, be overly positive about it. What I am amused by is how tongue-in-cheek you have to be as local news or local news anchors to say things like this into a camera and not hate your job. But here we go.
At 5:30 on your side.
That the animals when I'm at work is my number one priority. It's all hands on deck. And that's our entire facility.
That's a penguin.
There was an overwhelming amount of cuteness at the state capitol today. Penguins from right here in Tampa took a trip up to Tallahassee to talk politics with lawmakers.
Oh.
Good evening, everyone. I'm Josh Benson.
Hey, Josh.
Jennifer Lee. Thank you
hey,
for
Jennifer.
Joining us. The Florida Aquarium, alongside their tuxedoed ambassadors, are asking for critical funding.
I hate these stupid little news puns that happen all the time with these newscasts. The overwhelming amount of cuteness and the tuxedo-wearing representatives that went in front of the Capitol building for the Penguins. These are the things that, again, would make me hate to be, say, a news anchor at a local news station. But you're just reading it. You didn't write it. And darn it, the paycheck is good. Then that's fine. I'll go ahead and read anything. But that would make me cringe. And I imagine made a lot of other people.
Gold prices have surged over 40% since January 2024, consistently reaching new highs. According to Goldman Sachs research, the upward trend is expected to persist due to strong demand from central banks. It's stuff like this that's made me take action and why I've bought precious metals like gold and silver. I've partnered with a great company that makes it super easy to buy. Easy, transparent, and simple. And that company is Gold Co. They're a huge supporter of this show, and they're the best at what they do. And right now, you can get a free 2025 gold and silver kit jam-packed with critical information about buying precious metals. It was a huge help, not just for me, but to all of you if you do this. And for my audience, you could also qualify for up to a 10% instant match in bonus silver. It's a really great deal, so don't miss out. Visit DanaLikesGold.com to learn more. That's DanaLikesGold.com.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
If you think all car washes are made equally, you're in for a surprise when you experience the Caliber car wash difference. Free detailing stations, air guns, ultra UV protection, and the best washes on the market? Welcome to Caliber Car Wash. Make up for years of subpar washes. Caliber Car Wash memberships offer unlimited washes every month, and with membership tiers, there are options for every budget and wash preference. Are you ready to finally have the clean you've always wanted? Head to CaliberCarWash.com to find a location near you. It's time to experience the next level of car service with a limitless membership.
This is the Dana Show. My name is Craig Collins, filling in. Thrilled to be with you. Bunch of stuff to talk about. D-Lash or Dana Lash Radio on X on Twitter to stay connected with all things Dana. A bunch of other ways to stay connected with her, too. I'm not sure how many people remember this name. I remember it because she's insane. But there was the disinformation czar, the disinformation governance board head that the Biden-Harris administration picked back in 2022. Her name, Nina Jankowicz. She wound up not having a job because as soon as the American people heard about literally George Orwell 1984 stuff, Big Brother stuff, we were all nonplussed about it. A lot of us were not happy with it. So now she's a writer. I think Bulwark and some other places have published some of her craziness. She also, I think, testified recently in front of the House. All of this is now her new claim being that we, conservatives, Republicans, the horrible side of the aisle that she hates, lie about the fact that Democrats want to censor us. Now, just again, to remind you, this was the person that was going to be the head of the disinformation board of the government, the Ministry of Truth, more or less, that would have told us what was a lie and what was not a lie, including that Biden was mentally great. He was doing an incredible job. He was so sharp behind the scenes, as the American people eventually found out, and a lot of us knew all along, that his brain was broken profoundly. But one other thing to remind you, and I'm sorry to do this. I think that this will not be fun for a lot of people to hear. But to remind you who exactly Nina Jankowicz is and all the things she claims about the lies of the right, she recently created a version of a Mary Poppins song about how horrible Republicans are and their lie about lying and put it up on social media. So again, I apologize, but I can't help but hit play on this.
Othering is really quite ferocious. It's when a huckster takes some lies and makes them sound precocious. But saying them in Congress or a mainstream outlet, so disinformation's origins are slightly less atrocious. It's how you hide a little hide a little lie.
Oh,
it's
my
how
gosh.
You hide a little hide a little lie. It's how you hide a little hide a little lie when Rudy Giuliani shared that intel from Ukraine.
Oh, wait a minute. When Rudy Giuliani talked about a bunch of things that wound up being true, I think is one of the problems. Here, let's play another one.
When TikTok influencers say COVID can cause pain, they're laundering disinfo when we really should take note.
A lot of the examples she even uses are just wrong. But this is a failed theater kid that's desperate for attention, that really, really wants you to know that she's not the one who's trying to keep the truth from you. And she claims that social media, I'm again sorry to anyone that I just played that audio for, I couldn't help it. It's that bad that you might actually be amused by it. But anyway, she's someone who wanted to censor all kinds of things, social media, whatever, and do it through the government and do it with the guise of protecting you. And she's claiming that Republicans are too afraid of this narrative that's not real, even though after Elon Musk bought Twitter, he helped prove to us with the Twitter files that it absolutely does happen. And even Mark Zuckerberg, now a fan of Donald Trump, has admitted that Facebook did way too much censoring at the behest of the government. How do you just go out there and say that these definitively proven true things are not true? And I think there's only one way you do that. Well, all right, let's go with two ways that you do that. The first one is you're so blind to your own arrogance that you don't even check to make sure that what you're saying is accurate. This is a nicer assumption I make, and I doubt many people actually fall in this bucket, but I assume there are some that are so arrogant in their opinion that they don't even pay attention to when people actually confirm the opposite of their point as true. And then the other one is you just assume everyone else is dumb enough to not do that, that you might know you're lying. And this, I think, is something that happens a lot from the government. They just treat us like we're morons and assume that we are. And we have to prove to them we're not. And a vast majority of us hopefully do that. I think at least some of us definitely do that in just looking to see what the truth actually is. But how ridiculous that she's out there writing, you know, op-eds and appearing in front of Congress and saying all kinds of things about how the disinformation obsession of the right is actually, you know, a horrible lie, convincing you to be more passionate emotionally about one side than the other, even though Democrats often play the emotion card all the time. And I will say one last thing about this, and then I'll move on to something else. What I think is really hilarious, and I probably can't get over in any sense of the word or in any sense of this idea, is why it would matter if you were such a passionate proponent of the First Amendment or free speech or the lack of censorship in our society, that you went too far with that. You're like, yeah, we really need to make sure not to censor anything. Isn't that still inherently a good thing? Isn't still having the freedom and ability to voice our opinion, no matter what it is, good, even if you were overly passionate about that idea, compared to the opposite? Someone like this moron saying out loud that we need to shut everybody up because they're too influential in all the horrible lies they're telling us. Again, just assuming that you're a moron.
It is our friends over at Kel-Tec, the PR-57, chambered in 5.7 rotary barrel pistol. And it's the lightest 5.7 on the market. In fact, it's actually 40% lighter than the next lightest 5.7. And that's they achieved that because of two things. The rotary barrel design and the unique top loading design. So they replace traditional magazines with stripper clips. So you get a slimmer carry profile and a 20+1 capacity. It's engineered for simplicity and reliability with the quickest and easiest field strip available. It is actually something, ladies, you can reasonably carry as a 5.7, which has always been difficult for me. But now with this, I can. It's slimmer and lighter. And it's super affordable. The MSRP is only $399. You can afford to get it. It's the first of its kind, Kel-Tec PR-57 rotary barrel pistol chambered in 5.7. Visit KelTecWeapons.com to learn more. Innovation performance, Kel-Tec, KelTecWeapons.com. Tell them Dana sent you.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Elon's not cutting Medicare, just the billions in waste of it.
The Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski. Every day, Chris helps unpack the connection between politics and the economy and how it affects your wallet.
As the left freaks out claiming Elon Musk is going to cut Medicare, remember during Obamacare when health insurers got double paid by Medicaid for hundreds of thousands of patients and our government didn't check?
Whether it's happening in D.C. or down on Wall Street, it's affecting you financially. Be informed. Check out the Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
And now, all of the news you would probably miss. It's time for Dana's Quick Five.
That's right. It's time for a quick five on the Dana Show. My name is Craig Collins, filling in D-Lash, Dana Lash Radio. Great ways to stay connected to her on X on Twitter. A guy in Nevada apparently got arrested because he had seven emotional support animals that he should not have. They were tigers. I have multiple pieces of audio for different news organizations covering this. Let's do a local news channel 12 in Nevada talking about this story.
Authorities raid a private home to seize these full-grown tigers. Seven tigers taken from the property early this morning. Police tell us the owner, Carl Mitchell, did not have the necessary permits to keep those tigers.
Unsurprised that that was true.
Mitchell was also taken into custody, accused of resisting arrest.
Also not surprised that he resisted arrest. This story is so insane. Let's do it in a foreign accent and see if it sounds any better.
Well, a Nevada man has been arrested after police seized seven tigers from his property, which he claimed were his emotional support animals.
I'm sorry. This story is nuts. It's crazy. And I love the fact my favorite part about this, too, is that he went emotional support animal when he was told that he couldn't have seven tigers in his house. He's like, nah, it's fine. They're all here for emotional support. You should just let me have them. It would be great if I could keep these. And then he resists arrest and then, well, other things happen. But that's Nevada. Not a Florida man story, but it feels like one for sure. Have you felt like the world has been windier? That's a real question that science has chosen to answer, at least here in the United States. It is the windiest year on record in quite, or the windiest month, excuse me, on record in quite some time. I guess has been through the roof a lot of places. Most of the country, in fact, well above average throughout the Midwest and parts of the South, a little bit above average on the coasts. But has it been windy? Have there been a lot of wind gusts March 2025? The answer was yes. I'm surprised that more people aren't, storming social media and or some television stations telling us this is some sort of byproduct of global warming or something else that it isn't. But just has it been windy for you? Apparently, science says, yep, if you thought so. Another story out there that I thought was kind of ridiculous. A Chinese restaurant had to close after cops discovered that its roast duck option on its menu was actually just street pigeons. This is disgusting. But in China, where they're known to eat a lot of things that the rest of the world would not consume, and sometimes we blame stuff like COVID on the things they eat in wet markets and whatnot, even if that's not exactly where it actually came from, not important. This time, a roasted duck that really looked a whole lot like a pigeon turned out to actually be a pigeon. That gets you in a lot of trouble. There are also social media posts of the cooked product that definitely does not look like a duck. And I don't even know why I find this funny. I would definitely not eat in a whole lot of restaurants throughout China. One last story that I thought was interesting, and I have a little bit of audio for this one too. A 70-year-old foster mom in Missouri is accused of potentially, not confirmed yet, but potentially trying to trade a child for a pet monkey. This is a real story. A prosecutor actually had to comment about this to a local news station. There's definitely some scary parts and some seedy parts, the potential of this. But here's a little bit of that audio.
We'll have to do some deeper dives into hopefully their communications to see if that trade was actually for consideration, if that was for the purposes of human trafficking. And we don't know that yet, but it is an allegation that's out there that we need to look into.
I'm glad they're going to take it seriously as an allegation. The woman's name is Brenda, who's accused of potentially doing this, wanting to boost her, quote, exotic animal collection, and in the process, maybe trading away a child as a foster mom, which is disgusting and horrible. I hope this isn't true, to be entirely honest with you, because they're saying it's an allegation and they have to look deeper into it. I hope the end result is that somehow some part of this is imagined and not real. Otherwise, it's the scary thing that people always tell us about that a lot of people don't believe exists in the world existing again. One last thing, just quickly, as far as a, quick five go, a list of the qualities that you'd never want to have in a potential mate were put up online on Reddit. And the number one of what people do not want someone else in their life to be, a kind of core part of the personality that you wouldn't want to date or be in a relationship with is people who talk about their own problems too much or are perpetually miserable. People who essentially think they're a victim all the time in every situation, which feels like, if you follow social media, a lot of people. So good luck to you out there. But that's number one in what you don't want. Craig Collins filling in on The Dana Show. This is The Dana Show. My name is Craig Collins filling in. Thrilled to be with you. Bunch of stuff out there to cover. Let's play this audio first. This is CNN admitting that prices have gone down for the first time in a long time. Here, I'll let them tell you.
Consumer prices month over month. So this was actually a drop of 0.1%, negative 0.1%. That's the first time we've seen that since COVID. Year over year, the annual inflation rate was at 2.4%. This was also better than expected and a 6-month low, moving in the right direction. As far as why this happened, there's a few drivers. One,
President Trump is probably what they should say. That would be valuable, at least as an answer to this. And most Americans would probably credit him for this, not because of all the discussions about tariffs or what's happening with the stock market recently, even though that might wind up being a net win for America in the coming months, coming days, even yesterday seemed pretty good for a lot of people. But there's other reasons that we might think this. What does CNN say?
One thing that really played a role here, as you can see the trend here, the inflation rate dipping a little bit. One of the drivers was energy. The fact that gasoline prices did
crazy
not move up like they usually do in the month of March, that really helped the inflation.
You know what's crazy about that is anyone who was yelling and screaming that Biden's war on energy and Biden, when he was campaigning to be president, saying that he would go after oil and gas companies being a horrible thing for our economy. And then I love my favorite other part of this before I move on to something else is all the times that media tells us that presidents have nothing to do with the cost of things, that they can't impact the cost of gas or any of that stuff the way that we as stupid, silly Americans think that the guy in charge of our country can. And they'll probably say that again as prices start to go down to discredit Trump for anything happening. But we actually see it occur in society. We see the plan on one side going after this specific industry being horrible for us, and the plan on the other side not going after that industry but trying to enhance it being great for us. This is a very obvious moment where presidential policy specifically actually has a tremendous impact on our society and our economy, and yet they'll deny that tooth and nail forever. All right. I do like this, too, by the way. This is a quick thing. Scott Jennings, CNN, probably one of the only people on CNN that conservatives enjoy to listen to, mostly because he's in there fighting the good fight. He's sitting being attacked by three or four people at a time most days on television. But this back and forth went viral, and you'll be able to tell why very quickly.
You want to engage in personal insults?
I don't, but you do.
You lack in a legitimate point, you make up for personal insults. The point I am making is in this new world order, we are looking at countries, whether or not they're an adversary or ally, it is being determined on what kind of deal we can get. And we cannot govern. We cannot legislate that way. We are increasingly isolated on the world stage.
No, we're not.
I love both of those. Not the you do this, not me stuff at the beginning, but the why that he asks when we can't govern based on getting better deals as far as trade goes with both allies and enemies or just anyone in the world. Why can't we do that? Again, is the question. Because it's going to be bad for us, is what they'll tell you. You know the amount of people that were terrified that the whole tariff war was going to impact us immediately was only because of media. I'm not saying that a trade war wouldn't inevitably raise prices somewhat for some amount of time, although if good trade deals are made and businesses here in the United States make more money, either, you know, sending more product out that we create here in the United States or just selling it here to our own country, whatever it might be, yeah, the economy might get better and things might actually improve for all of us. But there might be pain in the beginning. But what I love the fact that right after the announcement before they even take place. You have people walking around like, have you seen the prices of stuff? And the prices had not changed yet. In fact, actually, prices went down a little bit, according to the data I just played from CNN. But it's that belief that things are as they're represented to you in media, as opposed to the reality of what you're actually seeing. It always shocks me. I wonder if it shocks you, too, the amount of people in your life who will walk around and tell you what's going on, not based on seeing it, not based on experiencing it, but being told that it's there and then not going and looking. Because that should be the first step for all of us. And I don't care what side of the political aisle it's on, the right or the left. If you're told something's happening before you go tell all your friends that this terrible thing is happening, you should make sure that it actually is. And more importantly, I feel like I'm now jumping up on a soapbox and preaching, but more importantly, is it happening to you? Whatever that might be, when you yell and scream about the things in society that you think are unfair and terrible, do you have any sort of experience that backs up that claim? Or do you just believe it because someone else told you it's true, no matter who they are, no matter what reasons they had for saying it? I find a lot of that to be amusing, too.
Thanks for tuning in to today's edition of Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast. If you haven't already, make sure to hit that subscribe button on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step one, go to ChumbaCasino.com.
ChumbaCasino.com. Got it.
Step two, collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa, welcome bonus.
Step three, play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games, all for free.
Step four, unleash your excitement.
Woo-hoo!
Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus terms and conditions apply.
If you like true crime, you'll love the Miracle Files podcast. We share real stories with the suspense of true crime, but we'll leave you with a sense of light and hope.
Like the college wrestler who fought a grizzly, the woman who was dead for nearly an hour, or the child lost in a dark mine for days. These are the kind of stories that remind us miracles are real.
Subscribe to The Miracle Files wherever you get your podcasts and join us on this thrilling journey of faith and miracles.